So, hello and welcome everybody. You might today have heard already a lot about Matomo from different angles, from different use cases, from beginner-friendly content to quite topics that are focusing quite on experts. And I guess a lot of questions about the topic of Matomo, beginning from usability to technical questions, a lot of questions might have arisen. So that's why today we have a Q&A session, where you can ask these questions you have about Matomo to these speakers we have here today. So the way this works is quite similar to the talks we have already had today. You can see, obviously, the live stream if you're watching. And we have a chat room for this where you can ask any question you have about Matomo. And I will then forward this question to one of the five speakers we have here in the room. So to give you a bit of time to collect your questions and post them in the chat room, I can start by quickly introducing our speakers here. So let's start with Ronan. Ronan is a Matomo analytics expert since 2007, and he's mostly focusing on training and doing consulting for all types of companies, institutions, always around about Matomo analytics. Stefan Koning, our second expert here, is also an expert mostly on focusing on digital analytics and conversion rate optimization. He has a lot of experience with Matomo, and he will be able to answer your analytics-related questions. Then we have Thomas Czernik. He's a CEO and web analytics expert from the border between Austria and Germany. And you might know him from the German Matomo explanation videos he does, or from the browser extension Matomo Helper, which might some of you be using. And he will be able to answer your question about how to use Matomo and how to solve issues using the user interface. Then we also have here, as our fourth speaker, Stefan Giel. He is part of the Matomo team since 2010, and he is working full-time on the Matomo core development in the last years. So he is part of the core development team and expert for all code-related questions in Matomo. And besides this, he is also maintaining the Matomo translation and device detector, the separate project which converts user agents into the nice device information reports we can see in Matomo. And lastly, we also have Peter Bolicke. He's part of the Matomo community from the very beginning, in 2008. And since then, he's supporting companies with all operations around Matomo. And he can answer all kinds of technical questions around Matomo. And yeah, we can, I hope everyone can see the screen. And let's just wait a few minutes for questions. Maybe in the meantime, while people are typing questions, if anyone of you wants to do a quick introduction or talk about some topic, they can talk about it now.
A question to all. How do you learn something about Matomo, or what is your entry point, or what was your entry point, or where do you can ask questions beyond this Matomo camp? Everyone, maybe as first of all, maybe not everyone knows that there is a forum, a board, where you can ask questions, where you can ask questions in your mother tongue, like Germany. There is a good support in there, and the other one is the Matomo support you got if you take the Matomo Cloud version. And maybe the other ones have also some tips how to get more knowledge about Matomo.
A good point. I a bit forgot to introduce myself, of course. I'm Lukas Winkler, and most of you, of course, will know me from the Matomo Forum. I spend a lot of my time answering people's questions on the Matomo Forum, but also maintaining some other documentation and answering to GitHub issues. And this is also kind of the answer to your question, is if you have any question about Matomo, if it's a general question, something doesn't work on your setup, something like this, the best way probably is the Matomo Forum. A lot of people already have asked their questions there, and it's a great way to slowly get to the bottom of the issue. If you know that the thing you're asking is definitively a bug, and you have definitive steps how to reproduce them, you can skip the forum and go straight to GitHub and create a issue request, bug request, bug issue. And that way, ideally describe it in a lot of detail so people can reproduce it. And this way, people can see it, it's quickly organized, and it's easier to fix them. Okay, while we did this introduction, there have been a lot of questions, and I'll start with one question from Peter Jones. He asks, we can add the users in the Matomo interface. I wonder if it will be possible to use groups in the future. This will be useful when there are hundreds or thousands of users. So, does anyone have to say something about this? Maybe it's Stefan. I personally don't know about this feature, about this suggestion. I'm not even sure if someone has even suggested it until now. But indeed, there are Matomo instances with a large amount of users, and some kind of grouping might be useful, especially to give access rights to a site to many people at once.
There had been a couple of requests for an more extensive permission management in Matomo. and yeah, some of them were, I guess, asking for groups, but there currently aren't any plans.
Yeah. Then again, as a workaround until then, all of the user management features can be also accessed via the API. So if the issue is just having to manually add hundreds of users to a site, then of course you can easily automate this with a script in the programming language of your choice and add the users there. So I hope this roughly answers your question. There's a bit of the delay, so I will go on. And if you have any follow-up to this, simply ask again. So Valentin asks, which killer feature from Google Analytics do you think should be included in Matomo?
Secondary dimensions. there is the custom report. It's a very great plugin for Matomo Cloud, or you can pay for the on-premise version. But I missed something like secondary dimension in time to filter in time, not to make the custom report and then maybe the data takes a little bit longer to process. So I wish, I think I added a feature request too to the second dimension feature, but on the technical side, it's a very huge feature and it's I think it's very complicated to integrate into Matomo.
I think the data visualization part is as well missing somehow, highly asked. By Google Analytics user who has Google Data Studio. You will have a conference tomorrow about from Baptiste Tiven about how to use a metabase with Matomo Analytics, but it's still something which is kind of techy, so you cannot put it within the end of a marketer. So I think working more on the integration of Matomo with a a third-party data visualization system or to have its own more sexy data visualization system is of paramount importance for Matomo.
One feature that could be included that Valentin suggested that now that I read it also find a good idea is simply a live view that shows the number of hits in the last 5 minutes to get a really close how many people are accessing the website right now view. Which incidentally, now that I'm looking at the reports for the Matomo camp, might also be something interesting to see.
In addition to, I agree with Thomas as well, definitely secondary dimensions, but also the decent way to import and add additional data into Matomo to combine it with the data set that you already have in there. I think that would make a lot of sense as well.
Okay, I see an interesting another question from Peter Jones. They have an old PVIC instance, but are trying to migrate it to Matomo. Well, what are your experiences of migrating PVIC data into Matomo? Maybe something for Peter or Stefan.
Well, I can take on this one. It is possible. It depends on how much data do you have in the instance. So also with low amounts of data and also with high amounts of data, it's definitely possible. But it can, with a higher amount of data, take some time because a lot of scheme changes for the MySQL database are necessary. And also things can break because the version jump from 2 or 3 to 4 is a major one. So a lot of things in the database scheme have been optimized. And have been changed also. So you should definitely make sure to have a real good backup before you start doing that migration. And then think also about some outage of your Matomo instance while you're updating, at least with a bigger amount of data you have in your instance. A workaround could be, for example, you could just leave the tracker running or writing into a log file, and then after your migration is complete, you can import this log file with the replay log functionality of the log importer, so you don't lose too much data. So the replay logging probably is the best solution for importing nearly this data that would have come into the instance while you had this outage. But all in all, you have to make sure that you have a few hours of outage in your Matomo instance, so your users have to know and the stakeholders have to know. But all in all, I also updated, I think, 20 to 30 big instances to Matomo from PVIC or from the early versions, and everything went perfectly well.
One minor thing I also want to add is something a lot of, even if it's a small instance, something a lot of people are struggling with if they have a really old PVIC version, is that this really old version, of course, also runs with a really old version of PHP. And there might not even be a version of PHP that this really old PVIC version is compatible with, and the newest Matomo version is compatible with. So if it's a really old version, it might be useful to do a few intermediate jumps of a few intermediate versions of Matomo. And maybe if the compatibility requirements also required also intermediate versions of PHP to make sure the migration runs as smooth as possible. A lot of people might not know it, but on builds.matomo.org, the download page, you can download every single Matomo version, I think, that has been released since 2008. So this way you can easily update to another old version before you do the next jump. So another question from Juliet. Is there a possibility to aggregate data directly in Matomo? So the number of users grouped by a certain custom variable, for instance. She says, I'm mostly using the API and then aggregate that data with Python pandas. Personally, I can't see much helpful things about it. Don't really have much experience with any use case where you would have to aggregate data. Of course, the way you are doing it, using the API and then doing any data processing afterwards, of course, always works, but might not be the most ideal one.
Probably, Juliet, it would be good to elaborate a bit on that, what you're trying to achieve, because in the custom dimension reports, you have everything grouped by the custom dimension in a sense of that every custom dimension has its own row in that report. If you're trying to group all other reports in the dashboard, for example, for those custom dimensions, combinations or a single custom dimension, this is probably not possible in the dashboard at least. So going with an external solution like Python pandas or Tableau, Power BI, Metabase or something like that would be the way to go, at least for the moment.
One quick note to Peter's previous explanation for replaying the logs by Chris is if one tries to go this way and jump the downtime of the upgrade by afterwards replaying the server logs that reach the Matomo server, one of course has to pay attention that all requests sent to Matomo are GET requests, not POST requests, as otherwise, of course, the data won't be written in the reports. In the server logs. Mikhail has another question about database speed. He says that database speed is a big issue. And is it possible, or has someone tried to use Solr or any other database for quicker queries? Maybe Stefan or I can say something about it.
As far as I know, there aren't any plans to support other databases because it's it's hard to start supporting other databases when you have a software that should be available for every user on a hosted system. And MySQL is simply the mostly supported database.
Indeed, the main issue, I think, is if we wanted to add support for another database, and it doesn't matter if it's something like Postgres, SQL, or something completely different, it would always mean you'd have to rewrite a huge portion of Matomo. And in this case, it might even be quicker to simply export the data from Matomo. And if you're already rewriting it from scratch, do the queries in this database directly. And of course, the other thing is, if we would rewrite a huge portion of Matomo to support other databases that are maybe more specialized for analytics data, is that either both versions that would differ quite hugely would need to be maintained in the future, which is really hard to do, or the MySQL only MySQL compatible version would have to be dropped. But this would mean that nearly everyone who can at the moment simply install Matomo on their server using MySQL, MariaDB, or something like this would have major issues continuing to use Matomo in the future. So because of all of this, I think it won't change in the near future that Matomo will be MySQL and MariaDB only. An interesting question by Peter Makers is, are there any ideas about integrating a website carbon calculator, which measures how much impact your website has on the planet? It could be a unique selling point for potential new users. If no one else has something to say about this, I think this is one of the use cases which would be a really nice Matomo plugin, because it's something only a few people would be interested in, but it would be a nice feature for them. And it's something you can quite easily put around of Matomo without having to modify something of the core code. So this would be a nice, simple plugin. And if someone gets around to programming it, it would be really nice if they could publish it on the marketplace, I think. In the meantime, maybe a question about translation. How does the translation process work in Matomo? If Matomo isn't completely translated in the language I speak, or if I notice a typo or a sentence that doesn't really make sense in Matomo, how can I fix this? How can I report this? Maybe Stefan has something to say about this.
We recently switched our translation platform to Contribute2, and all our translations are currently hosted on Weblate. It's another open source software to maintain translations. And everyone can suggest or change the translations there to any language. And from there, the translations are automatically pushed to our GitHub repository and will later be included in any new release of Matomo or any of our plugins.
Okay, then a bit more analytics based question from Arribas is, they're currently using Matomo in order to save page data, but they would like to be able to categorize the pages based on the department, and the data for this is already in the page. And could you please let us know how to proceed?
Yeah, I can take this one. It's basically what you could do is if the information is already there, you should be able to store those kind of input within custom dimensions, and then basically also be able to segment on this later on as well in Matomo. But I would recommend to start measuring it together with the default page view tracking, and also add some certain custom dimension tracking with the given values that you have for the given departments, and store it there, and then you are able to either filter it, segment it, or create custom reports with it as you wish. Yeah,
it should be easily doable with the tag manager. Typically, you could just say, okay, there's this element on the page which is on the footer who has those given HTML attribute. So I'm taking out this given attribute that I insert within the custom dimension field in the Matomo custom variable, configuration variable within the tag manager. And every time that the page is going to be loaded, as this given element is on the page, it's going to grab it and put it as a custom dimension. And then it will slice your categories accordingly.
Perhaps also as an important comment on exactly this problem is from the performance view of things. You should always try to put as much business complexity in the tracking runtime. So try to put as much complexity as possible from your data reporting and dashboard reporting and your segment definitions, etc. Try to put it into the tag manager, because if you have to filter for a custom dimension, it is very quick. It is very performant, very effective, and also the underlying MySQL queries. If you, for example, have your segment definition grouping 100 page URLs to try to define your branch or something else, some page grouping via segment, it will be very ineffective and slow. So try always to do as much as possible in the tag manager with custom dimensions, track some events with extra data, and so your performance stays good.
I just noticed that I missed a question a bit above for Melanie. They have problems aggregating certain reports where monthly reports have fewer data than the daily reports in the internal search report. And which actions could we take to analyze the problem? So I think this is something where it's hard to do a general guess, but how can one approach such an issue? What is the easy way to get in the direction of the issue? How to start troubleshooting?
So perhaps I was just start on trying to answer that. The troubleshooting probably starts making clear which part of the system makes this error. So probably one thing to keep in mind is that the archiving could fail on the monthly archives. Mostly this is the case when the memory limit is reached. So you will have to search in the server log files for errors in the archiving process. When you have a look, so if you're using the cron job, so you should make sure that you disable the browser archiving. I think we can attach some links to that page later on in the chat also, that you can make sure that you enable the cron job for the asynchronous archiving of data. And then you can also read on that page how to lock the things that this cron job writes to the console, how to lock it into a file, and then analyze that file for errors in the monthly archive generation. That's probably in 90% of the cases the problem that the mm-hmm. archiving job is failing for some reason.
That's in general, I think, a good advice. If there are weird issues with the reports, maybe check the output of the archiving process if you're using a cron job to regularly call it, because it can be quite verbose, and there are some parameters here which you can add to make it even more verbose. And sometimes you can find something weird or some warnings in there, which are a good hint in which direction to look. Very short question from Niklas, who has problems with the heat maps. Before, I will just quickly recommend you to send a quick email about it to the premium plugin support team. They can help you with this probably quite easily. Then another question from Chris, because we talked about get and post requests previously, if there is a way to switch all requests to get.
I can say something on that. By default, the Matomo tracking uses send beacon from the browser, which uses a post request. You can either disable this with the method disable always use beacon or something like that, or you can force the request method with set request method. Both should be JavaScript tracking options you can send with a tracking code.
The only thing to keep in mind there is, of course, there is a limit of how much data can be sent in a GET request. Matomo, also the old versions, automatically switch to a POST request if all the data that would be sent would be too large. I mean, I think it's quite a lot of data that would need to be sent for it to be too large for a GET. But if the website you're tracking has enormously long URLs or something like this, this is something to maybe keep in mind.
Just to mention it, this will always be the case if you are tracking heat maps and stuff like that, because it tries to send all the HTML body with a tracking request, and that is required to send with post, as GET won't work.
And another question by Valentin, which was a bit answered in the chat already. I just want to mention it here on stream for the recording. If it is possible to set a custom time for a scheduled task, for example, to choose that the scheduled task should always run in the night when there are fewer Matomo website visitors, that the server has less load or something like this. And as far as I know, there isn't yet a feature like this. It might be something that could be added and that a lot of people might be interested in. A workaround that Tasoman suggested is, of course, you can run the Matomo scheduled task individually. So if this is something you care about, you could set up separate cron jobs for all the scheduled tasks in Matomo. One question by T. Scott is, are there plans to introduce filtering much like what exists in Google Analytics? Because segments don't cover all visits, which doesn't suit their purpose.
As far as I know, there is actually an issue on GitHub, but I don't know the current state of it, but I guess it isn't planned currently.
Yeah, I'm sharing the same answer. I don't have the answer here. So for the guys who are not familiar with Google Analytics, typically in Matomo, you got a different way of working. So they have like within the global settings, you can exclude by IP address, and by adding, for example, the spam tracking prevention, you can exclude by countries, but you don't have as much flexibility as the Google Analytics filter, which are including those two dimensions that I just mentioned, including as well user agent, I forgot. In Google Analytics, you have all the other dimensions possibility to use as filter to come in, to filter out or include out within within Google Analytics, and it's true that currently Matomo does not offer them all, and I don't know if they have plan of doing it.
Yeah, I posted a link to the GitHub issue Stefan referred to. If you are interested in this topic, I'd recommend you to look it up there. In the meantime, while I'm looking through the chat, one question I think would always be interesting to hear is, how can one contribute to Matomo? Either how can I report, notice a bug in Matomo, how can I report it, or if I know how to program, how can I even fix it myself? Okay, so it follows up, I think, a bit to the thing I mentioned in the beginning. So if you just have a vague issue and are not sure what is exactly going wrong, the easiest thing is to ask on the forum. And that way, find out a bit closer what exactly is the issue, what is going wrong. If you know it, if you know exactly what is going wrong and how someone can reproduce it, then you can go it. Then you can go directly to GitHub and create a GitHub issue for it. Of course, adding the steps how to reproduce it makes it a lot easier to understand the issue, makes it a lot easier to fix it, because oftentimes it's obvious for the person writing a GitHub issue to know, it's obvious for them what they are talking about, but if you're not up to date on what they are doing, it's quite hard to understand it. And adding steps to exactly reproduce the issue makes it a lot easier to understand the issue, and that way also a lot easier for a developer to debug it and then fix it. And of course, if you are a developer yourself and know how to fix it, then the easiest thing is, of course, to change the code, create a pull request with the change, and contribute it to Matomo yourself. If you are a developer but don't know, not that familiar with Matomo, then you can also go to the Matomo developer page, which has a great page about how to get started with the code base of Matomo and how to set up a local Matomo development instance, which makes it a lot easier to contribute code changes. Okay, a more analytics related question about funnels, maybe for Stefano Ronan. Do you see the question yourself? I'll repeat it for people who are watching the recording. Talking about funnel refills, how is it working? If you have a funnel like this, where the first step is entry, then going to a conversion directly, does it get refills in the steps afterwards, before the goal conversion? Maybe Ronan or Stefan have something to say about it. I'm not that familiar with it. I can't really help here. Otherwise, the question would again be to ask the support team.
Well, you can, of course, set your goal in there, and the conversion will be set in the second step when it's indeed directly being achieved. And it depends whether the fifth step is also being set as a conversion in your goal configuration. You can set Matomo to make a conversion multiple times, or to do it only once within a given visit. So that kind of things matter in your goal configuration. But as soon as someone moves across additional steps, it depends on whether certain steps are required or not. To check whether those steps have been achieved, and it really depends on your goal configuration settings there.
A question by Marcel that I think a lot of people are asking is, they have a website and they want to collect reader feedback, so feedback by the people visiting the website. Something like, how did the story make you feel? And it makes sense to collect this data in Matomo to connect it to the other data. And could this be realistically be implemented on top of Matomo or with Matomo as a data store? And of course, you could program something like this rather easily yourself, if you do the user interface part yourself and then send the data, for example, as a custom event or something like this. But by chance, we have a talk tomorrow where Thomas Persson is talking about a plugin they developed, which does quite exactly this. So, which adds a feedback feature to a website you're using Matomo. So you might want to listen to this talk tomorrow.
Yeah, I added the link within the chat. I think don't focus yourself on the form, which is on the page link that I show you, because I think that's in the link that you sent, you have like 8 different buttons. I think that you can add with this plugin custom layout in order to have more than 2 buttons and to have 8 like yours. The best thing is, yes, of course, to ask to Thomas, but they work since probably 2 years on this plugin. So that's going to be a premium feature. So that's more the part where your hype go down, let's say. But it's always good to discuss with him to see, in fact, how they did it and the spirit behind. And I had the chance to assist to several conferences, a demo that he made. And it's really impressive and great feature.
Maybe in the meantime, also a more marketing related or user related question that I get a lot of times is now that there is Matomo Tag Manager, what are the differences between using Matomo the regular way and using Matomo Tag Manager?
So I could say a few words about that. So basically, or generally, both things are working and will work in the future. So that's the important thing to know at first. But mostly, also with bigger teams working on Matomo, also more than one analyst, and if you have more than one requirement collected for tracking capabilities and everything, the Tag Manager makes more sense than the legacy tracking code. The reason for that is probably if you want to extend your tracking concept, and you want to have more tracking features, collect custom dimensions, events, and have some behavioral stuff included into the tracking code. For example, if it's just a simple thing like tracking clicks on a call to action button or some kind of other interaction stuff, you would always have to have a release cycle and close contact to the developer of the website to just give him the code and prepare everything. And he has to include it in the website, and then you have to release a new version of the website to include the new version of the tracking code. And then in worst case, you have made an error anywhere, or you need more data. You have a stakeholder that called with a feature request in the last second, and you didn't bring it into the current sprint or something like that. So it's quite a nightmare to maintain this this kind of code. With a tag manager code, it's mostly, or most of the things you can do within the tag manager configuration in the generic user interface. So this is not a free ticket for everyone to do everything with tags and release new container versions and stuff, because you can break the site with that. So there should be a workflow for that. But basically, it is your time to market for the tracking is much better than with the legacy code. And also the maintainability is much better, and you can feed information that you can't collect from the HTML directly. You can gather via the data layer. So that's the single point of connection between you and the developer or the CMS is the data layer. You have to ask the developer to pass over information that you can get from the HTML, and then you can pass it over to the tag manager and process everything with it. So it makes things and life much easier here.
I also just noticed, if you're really interested in this topic, you might want to leave the session right now and go to the other live stream room, because Thomas Persson is currently talking about Matomo Tag Manager and the basics of it.
Yeah, and in addition, you have also everything in one place. Every tracking script, you know where the tracking script is implemented and so on. And if you do a relaunch, you don't have to make a list of all the tracking scripts in page path 500 and so on. And so you can only open the Tag Manager container and see which scripts you are using. Sometimes it's easier to troubleshoot everything with the development or debug view. And you have some templates, some you can fill in, so you don't have to code something if you're not familiar with coding. And so you can use some templates to integrate some external services. And yeah, and if you want to roll back, you have a version control, and I think it's easier to roll back a Tag Manager version than a release version. So I think in time, you can easy rollback version in Tag Manager, and like Peter say, you have to go to the developer and say, okay, can you reverse please the last version? And so it's easier. And yeah, sometimes you can see you have also documented who changes what. But okay, in the development you have this too, but there you have the user and permission management in one place. And I think sum up this are all very good features. And I think in mind, I would never integrate tracking scripts without a container, without Matomo Tag Manager or something else, something some other tag managers.
Hey, I think I have answered most of the questions. Of course, the Matomo camp doesn't end now. We still have a rest of today and a full day tomorrow. And if you have any more questions, just feel free to ask them in the chat. People will still be here. People will still be able to answer. And maybe if you want to talk to other people, again, the advertisement in the breaks or maybe after the last talk today, you can go to meet.matomocamp.org and there talk to other attendees of Matomo Camp. Maybe some of us will be there. I'm not sure.
Well, thank you very much for all the questions that you ask, and we really hope that you are having a great Matomo camp.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a nice evening, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.